Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Sounds like we have Kathy, I'm not sure any...
Adam, Dan, Goodett, and Dinah.
Adam, Dan, and Dinah. Great, thank you, everybody. Can we join?
Good morning, it's Paula.
Hi, Paula.
Hi, John.
Good morning, it's John. Hi, Donna. Hi, Jay.
Hi, John. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Beautiful morning, but we really can't stand outside for long because the bugs will find you. Give it a couple minutes here. Donna's just getting set up with her notebook and sharpening her pen. I don't know how you sharpen a pen.
All right.
Okay, before we get started, you're all set?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, before we get started, I just want to make sure, like I did a couple of meetings ago, that we all respect each other here. We're going to be very respectful. Going to hopefully have a nice, effective meeting. Hopefully a nice, clean, and short meeting. And with that, I will announce that Kelly Robitaille took yesterday off.
We have to call the meeting to order.
I'm sorry. We have to call the meeting to order. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to make a motion that we approve the agenda.
I'll second that.
Okay. I'm going to add that Adam had sent in this morning, we need a signature item for the... Just looking at it real quick. This is from Greg M.
I think it was from the. I just read through that for the New Hampshire Municipal Bond Bank.
Yeah. So I'm going to add that to the agenda if that's okay. Any other ads?
The only thing I'd like to add is the resident on 9 Reinhardt.
Yes.
To respond to his inquiry.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I think I have a letter to that.
Yep.
Yeah, it's on the agenda, Kathy. Good point. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was one of my letters I sent out to the board yesterday. Okay. And the only other thing I just want to talk very briefly is a response to Mike Smith from last week. We can't really say much about that, but I just wanted to make sure that we are going to respond to Mike. But I just want to announce that Kelly is taking these 3 days of the latter half of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off. I also wanted to announce, since he is absent, that the new 2019 Dodge 5500 chassis was delivered yesterday. So that came in. All the paperwork was signed. And that vehicle has been brought to Albany Service Center for the outfitting of the plow and the sander body, et cetera.
Nice picture of you waving behind the steering wheel.
Yeah. I wish I could have brought it up to my house. I have some work to do. But I know. Only joking. But anyhow, I think everybody's noticed that there was some perfect timing that the DPW had performed as far as putting down the calcium chloride just before a rain. So that washed in nicely and has helped to bind up the surface and keep the dust down. The last thing I noted this week was that Kelly and Jeff and Tony have been in cleaning out a large amount of culverts with tremendous amounts of debris being taken out of those culverts. And stockpiled elsewhere. So they're doing a good job there. We have some drainage letters that I sent out. I don't know if everybody's had a chance to look at those. I'll start with the first one, which I don't think we've signed, and that was discussed last week, and that is the number four Gretchen Drive. This is to Mr. Paul Days Merrill. Is there any questions or concerns on that letter, or number four?
Let me see if I read that one.
The only thing that...
Is that a long letter or a short letter?
It's a one pager.
Okay. Could you just read it real quickly? I'm sorry.
Certainly. Yeah, for the audience as well. Thank you, Kathy. The VDOA commissioners and DPW foreman are in receipt of your letter dated May 4th, 2020, and previous phone message regarding the stormwater drainage issues at your residence at number 4 Gretchen Drive. The commissioners and DPW foreman have discussed the possible solution and proposed that a 15-inch HDPE smoothbore culvert be installed by the VDOA DPW crew at your northerly driveway entrance. He has a horseshoe driveway. In conjunction, with establishing a slope ditch line that will carry stormwater runoff where it collects at your southerly entrance and pass this runoff through the proposed culvert and into a previously established plunge pool and larger culvert system that takes the stormwater across Gretchen Drive and disperses it in towards the Banfield Brook area. We will look later at filling in the depression near your southerly driveway entrance after the ditch line and culvert is installed. We also do not want to bury the curb stop valve, which may be in this depression. The cost of the culvert pipe will be the responsibility of the property owner and be paid or by check made out to the VDOE 4, and I believe this number was revised by Kelly to 225.
Okay.
Please let the office know if you would like to further discuss and proceed with this proposal by emailing or calling 603-368-9022. The office is staffed Thursday through Thursday, 9 through 3 each day. Thank you for your patience and cooperation, Board of Commissioners.
Okay. Thank you. So just get that spelling.
Yep.
Typo corrected. Okay.
And the dollar amount, $225 for the culvert.
Okay.
We'll revise that spelling and the typing of this, and I'll make a motion that we sign this letter out of session because of the COVID social distancing.
We made a motion back when.
For all?
So for all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No need to do that. It's already been done blanket-wise. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. The next one we have.
Wait. Don't we have to vote on whether to sign the letter?
Sorry. Yeah.
So I'll make the motion. Do we have a second on that?
I'll second the letter as amended.
Okay. Thank you. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
I'll abstain because I don't think I was part of the conversation originally.
Okay. All right. We have the certified letter that was out to 49 Idlewise Drive. And I got some correspondence that there was somebody at the house this week. I was delivering a fire sign yesterday to a homeowner and was driving past the house and did notice there were cars in the driveway and people sitting out on the deck. So I asked if that person was the owner of the property, and it ended up being the brother of the owner. And I mentioned to him that we were trying to get communication to him through certified mail, but that we were unsuccessful and the letter was being returned. So I asked him to correspond to his brother and let him know that the village district is trying to get a hold of him to discuss a drainage issue at the end of his driveway. And he said he would pass that information along to his brother. So that's all that I know about that. I didn't say much more.
Did you get a phone number or an address?
No, I did not. I think you have the address, right, Donna?
No, Adam looked, actually, we have not the correct address.
But
I don't know. I did go to the post office to see if they could track the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Spoke with the down there, and she said the letter still hasn't been picked up or signed.
Hmm.
For me to call the Brockton post office, and I tried all day yesterday and nobody was picking up at the post office, and they said that their mailbox was full at the Brockton post office.
Huh.
So I don't know if we should send the letter to what we found on White Pages, or I did ask for guidance of how to move forward.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So Donna, I guess Donna or Jay, that so the address that Madison uses to mail the property tax bill, that's the address we've been using?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Did they pay their water bill?
Hang on, just a second.
I can't.
Yeah, we got another screen showing, but
yeah.
we can look that up as well.
If they paid the water bill, maybe we have. I don't know if you guys keep copies of the checks. Do we scan them at all?
Yes, we scan the check.
If they paid by check, there should be a return address. So
right. One
of the things that I noticed when I dug through, and I spent a little bit of time trying to come up with an address, and I came up with one that I emailed you guys for a different address. So that might be it too. But I think your best bet is going through the check that they paid the water bill.
Yeah, if they did pay.
Okay, yep.
And if their mailbox is full, obviously we're not the only ones, that mailbox is still their legal mailbox and people are still sending...
No, Kathy, this was the Brockton Post Office that I couldn't even find out if they signed for the letter or not.
I thought you meant the Brockton Post Office said that the mailbox down there was full.
No. I was trying to get a hold of to track the certified letter.
Your voice mailbox was full. Their voice mailbox was full.
The Brockton Post Office voicemail was full.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you were saying, I thought that that person, that, anyway, never, move on, sorry.
Yeah,
I
thought the same, Kathy, I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought she meant that person's physical mailbox was full. Okay.
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 Yeah, the other thing that we've been, I'm sorry, go ahead, Kathy.
So what is the plan now? To just wait for the brother to tell the owner to contact the district?
Well, if I happen to be going by that way, if they're still there, I'll see if they're willing to give us contact information. Or otherwise, I'm going to basically encourage him to tell his brother, please call us as soon as possible, or have your brother call us.
I went by there the other day, and I did not see anybody in the residence. I thought they'd do the same thing. There was nobody there, so I did not know there was anybody there at all, but I tried.
Yeah, there were three cars there yesterday, but you're right. I was told there were people there, and when I went by earlier, there was nobody there. But yesterday, I did see cars, so I did stop by. The next item is the Bergdorf Large Culvert, which is the culvert replacement. Kelly is still waiting for written confirmation on that. Does anybody have any questions? Is that the only question or outstanding issue that we had before proceeding with that warrant article, is just to have Kelly get that written information, or confirmation, I should say?
Yeah, and I think, especially since he mentioned that the individual he spoke to last year is no longer in that position, we absolutely need to get confirmation so that the connection between the repair and replace authority is linked directly to that culvert on that stream, so that we know that they're approving the whole package.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then the next piece we have is the Department of Labor, the inspection spring follow-up. And Kathy, I know you were going to try to check off some of those items that we pushed out till the spring.
Well, I think Kelly was under the impression that the backup alarm on the truck from last year, the 5500, was a recommendation and not a requirement. But I scanned and sent him the pages where it was under the requirement. So that has to get done.
Okay. And that'll be the same, actually, for the new truck as well.
Yep. So both those vehicles will need a backup alarm, a reverse alarm.
Yep. And I know one of the other things was the cleaning up of the – I saw a note from you, cleaning up of the DPW2 garage for the water portion.
Ian's got a storage area there, and he's got material up in the loft. And I reminded him, and he said, yes, he will send somebody out there. They will do a I think when they're here next week doing the maintenance issues, they'll take care of that at that time.
Okay, great. And Just a real quick side note, anybody that's following the live video of the LPC, the Loon Preservation Commission, it appears that we have, is it one egg, or am I, do we have two yet? Does anybody know? On the nest?
Yes, we have two.
I don't think that's not our nest, is it?
Yes.
No.
I don't think it's our nest.
It is.
No, it is our nest. You mean a natural nest?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was our nest.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, they actually, they built it up a little bit. They saw that the water was a little high, so they added a second floor.
So how many eggs?
We got two eggs. So that's good news. And by the way, so where the nest is and where the eggs are in the nest and with the water level on the dam, that's where the fire chief wants it, and apparently that's where the loons want it. So it's a perfect marriage. Now, let's just hope it doesn't rain. But
good news.
At this point, I'm going to hand it over to Donna for her admin report.
I don't have a lot. I've been working, trying to clean up my minutes, which I'm trying to get it taken care of. I do have, Kathy, if you could come down to the office to sign a form for the retirement, because you're on the, you're listed as the, what they call manager, so that I can have access. There was a glitch in it, and this form was never filled out when I started doing it, so it has to be filled out.
Okay.
As soon as
the meeting's over.
Yeah. And I just have a couple of invoices that I want to post to the correct account before I pay them, so that's something that you will have to show me. Okay, and the other thing I have is, I don't know who can assist me, but I have 391As for all the minutes from March 7th on. I need to be able to answer these people so that we don't look like we're not doing anything. I have one request wanting all invoices copied and sent out, you know, put by the mailbox. But what he's asking for is going to take me a number of hours to do. And it's not efficient with the limited hours that the office is open here. I have everything sitting aside because I normally have the person come in and scan things, and I want to make sure that they know that I have it, but I don't. I just don't have the time to do it, and also I want to get these minutes done. I'm trying my, I really am, but we do have them on video. Jay did say that he was going to try to put them on file so that we could send them out to people. I think that will help. But I just don't want to not answer these because we have to answer these. Right. And I would just like some guidance of how the board wants to move forward in regards to, you know, the time-consuming.
First of all, so they also are requesting the audio recordings, such as what we're recording right now during this meeting. So similar to what Madison TV used to do with the video, they're actually asking for the audio files. So there is a way of extracting these files from this conference calling system. They can be stored as a file and email. And I think it'd also be worthwhile for the commissioners to have that because we're about to review, not today, I'm going to hold off on the minutes today, going back a couple of months, and we probably want to go back and listen to some of those audio files just to verify things that might be missing or confusing in the minutes because of our memory loss. So I will do that for Donna. Also, the minutes as they are, that you've done so far, tremendous jobs. Those are in draft form. They are now available electronically. And if they wish to see the draft form of minutes, they're perfectly legally have the right to do so.
Do you want me to put – I scan through them also just to make sure that typing and sentences and stuff made sense. Do you want me to put – I think she gave us, what, 6 weeks, Donna?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to put them on as draft on the website?
Absolutely.
Okay. I will do that this afternoon.
Adam, are you in agreement?
Well, I'm in agreement in the fact that they need to be publicized. I've been asking them to be publicized a long time. I have two things to comment on. One is we have approved minutes from the meeting where we signed the contract with Dawson. Those should be on the website, not in draft, because those are finalized.
Yeah.
The other one is I started to go through minutes, and I saw a typo. It wasn't a typo. I saw an error, and I know Donna's doing her best, but there was an error that is of significant magnitude that if anybody saw it, they would scratch their head and say, whoa, 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 wait a minute. So it was from the March, I want to say 22nd or 24th, something like that. And again, I only looked through it really quickly, but it said that the state would be matching at 76 cents when it should have said 24 cents. The state's giving us 24%. We're paying 76%, and it was written backwards, and that's, you know, obviously a monumental error.
Hey, okay. I can fix that.
We can take care of that.
That needs to be correct. I don't know if we're legally allowed to correct them on draft minutes because we're not voting on amending them. And we're talking about voting drafts. Like, I don't know what the law is on that.
Do you want to make a motion to amend that set of minutes to reflect?
Well, but it's still but keep it as a draft.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll make the motion to make that one change, but keep them still as draft minutes because they haven't been reviewed thoroughly.
Okay.
And what is the date of those minutes?
Probably the 24th, because I don't think there was a 23rd.
I thought it was like the 22nd or 24th, something like that.
Yeah, it's the 24th, Adam, because there was the
dead season. But that may not be the...
That's the Tuesday. Wait a minute. Oh. All right, I'll have to go look. It's either the 24th maybe or the 26th.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, I didn't look closely to really analyze the minutes. I just saw that one point and was like, whoa, 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 that's wrong. So there could be additional errors that need to be checked. So those meetings are still not anywhere close. The only one that should be approved is the one from Dawson where we reviewed the minutes, talked about the minutes, amended the minutes,
mm-hmm.
Right. the contract. Everything else is, even with this change, is draft.
Yep.
Okay.
And when I post them, I do put on there that it is draft, so that there's,
yep.
And I put them on the sheet of paper that has the draft imprint on the back.
So are we allowed to amend draft minutes and keep them as draft minutes?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, you can go back and amend draft minutes or approved minutes.
Yeah, we can agree to amend the draft copy, but we don't have to make the motion to approve them yet.
Right.
So, Adam, you made the motion. Do I have a second for that? I'll second that.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Yes.
Aye. Okay.
I'll make a motion to put the minutes. I'm going to make a motion to put the minutes up that have been approved for the signing of the contract on the website as approved minutes.
Okay.
But the other ones we should put up as drafts.
Can someone second the motion?
Yeah, I'm going to second Adam's motion. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I just want to make sure Donna's got that motion.
Okay. Just reread it so I get it correct. The minutes that were approved,
It was a Friday. Whatever that Friday was that we signed the contract, approved the Dawson contract. So I thought it was March 26th was the Friday, but I could be wrong on that.
It was March.
Someone's got a calendar on the wall.
Yeah, March 26th is a Thursday.
27th.
No, it was Friday. It was a Friday.
It was a Friday. It was a Friday 3:30 meeting or 3 o'clock meeting. So.
Yep. All right.
And we amended those minutes. I haven't seen the amended version of the minutes, so we're trusting that the amended version of the minutes is right.
Oh, I have the original of those minutes, so I will amend them and then send them to the office for distribution and portrayal on the website.
So nobody actually amended the minutes?
I know they're here in the office, but since I created them, I'll do them. Don't worry, I have your amendment written down. I'll just type it in.
Okay.
All right. Hey, before we forget, I just want to make sure we go back over Adam's call for this signature item for the loan.
Can I just the last part that I wanted for the administration. There was a road closed yesterday, and on Wednesday, excuse me. I just want to know what I'm supposed to do when something, like who to contact, just for my own so I can make it a note so that it's in the procedure book that, you know, this is how it should be done.
Yeah, so whenever the DPW or the water operator is going to close a road for whatever reason, they need to notify the office, you, the administrator, and then the administrator has historically called the sheriff's department and notified them of the actual location and the route that might be blocked by this closure and for what duration of time. So I took the liberty yesterday when Ian notified the office that he had the road closed at Itnalakin for the water line installation. So I called the sheriff's department and put in a note that it would be closed until 4 p.m. But it's actually opened up earlier than that, so that's good.
Okay, thank you.
I will. Do you have the sheriff's department number? Because I can give that to you.
I don't, so it's not. It wasn't on any of the.
Right.
Okay. So, all right, thank you.
All right. But just going back to Adam Malone and the email from Greg yesterday, you had asked about the interest rate, but I'm looking at the paperwork. I see what the payment options are each year all the way through 2034. We go from a high of $64,400, and then the last payment is $55,000. But do you know what the interest rate is? Because I can't see
it in the document. Yeah, no, so those the numbers in that document, and this is what I emailed you guys this morning, the numbers in that document are estimates. We can't get the exact numbers until the bond is actually like bid on by the banks.
Yeah.
So this is just simply committing to, yes, we're going to get it from the bond bank. Yes, it's going to be 15 years. And the final actual numbers are going to come later. It would be less than these because right now it's at 2.5. He drafted it up at 2.5%.
Okay.
We have every reason to believe it's probably going to be closer to 2. But this is the best he can come up with at this point in time. None of these documents here are negotiable. This is simply what you see is what you get. You simply sign them.
Okay.
I think Jay, I think on the first page it did say interest rate not to exceed 2.5%. So we know we're locked in at that rate no matter what.
Okay. All right. So I'll make the motion to approve and sign this bond agreement outside of session, which we obviously have done before, but just to make the motion to approve and sign. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Yes.
Okay. And I do have, Dinah, if you're on the call, I do have a signature line item for you, so if you could come down and sign this as well.
Jay, did you vote yes?
I am on the line. I have a question regarding the bond loan.
Yeah.
In the past, it has been very helpful if they divide the yearly payment into two. I was wondering if that might be an option with them.
Yeah, I think, I'm not positive, Diana, I think that's what's going to happen. The problem is they can't do it right now because they don't know the interest rate. So what he did was on this document, he just put a rough number down there. So what you'd see if you were looking at it is it says, and maybe Kathy or Jay is looking at it right now, but it might say 65,000, 65,000, 60,000, 60,000, 60,000, 60,000, 55, 55, 55. Those are not going to be the numbers. So I think what he did was say it's going to be not more than this, and I'm just putting a ballpark number down, and once he has it, he'll split it.
Okay,
yep.
That's good to know.
And also,
regarding the bond bank, and we do have that separate account now for the water project, so I would like to make sure that the bond bank has that, to, because they're going to do everything electronically, I believe. So that would be important that they had that new account number.
Yeah, Greg's got it. So Greg's the guy managing this whole thing. So that,
okay.
There's no reason that would be a problem.
Well, I have his number. I'll just verify that.
Well, it's the same person in charge of it, and he gave us the 388 or whatever it was.
Our operation account, Adam, we didn't have the new account set up, so I want to make sure he has the other account number.
Oh,
right.
It's a separate one? It's not the same one?
Yes.
Yeah. Separate. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
The water project.
Yeah, no, I knew that. I thought he got that the first time. You're saying he didn't, and we transferred the money?
They transferred the money into our operating account. And then, as soon as that new account was officially opened, the bank transferred the entire amount into the new account.
Okay,
so
I didn't know that.
That's the new account, because I don't want
to... Yeah, Dinah. He does not have it, because I didn't give it to him. I don't think anybody else would give it to him. I don't know if anybody else even has it. I mean, I don't have it. So I would say he almost certainly doesn't have it.
I'll make a commitment to call Greg. I've talked to him before about this stuff. He's very helpful. And
yep.
I will make sure he has that new number for all the wire transfers about the project going forward.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay.
Adam, can I ask you a question? So we're talking about the New Hampshire Municipal Bond Bank. Is that an actual bank, or does this – I was kind of under the impression that in August all these municipal loans go up to almost like an auction, and it could be – it could be, you know, TD Bank that ends up bidding on our loans.
Okay, so let me clarify. One is, did we finalize the vote? Did Jay vote yes? Because I only heard me and Kathy.
Yep.
Yes, we all voted unanimously.
Yep.
So,
okay.
3-0.
My understanding on this, and again, I'm not speaking definitively, but to the best of my knowledge, it is open to anybody. There isn't a New Hampshire Bond Bank. So, for example, when we put in for the bridge loan, we requested that we were able to take the money in $100,000 increments. We only got one bid, and the one bid said, no, you're going to take all the money, one shot, that's the end of it. So we simply accepted that.
Okay.
So we don't know who it's going to be. We don't know what those exact terms are going to be, but it's simply a matter of, and last time it was only one, so we didn't have a choice. Maybe there'll be more options, but it would be under the same 15-year umbrella, I guess these are the right term, maybe not the right term, but you get the idea. So they'll be bidding on roughly the same thing, but they might have slightly different terms of that agreement that we could choose from. I don't know.
Okay, so now, is that, did that bank then become known to us, or?
Yeah, we would know it.
Yeah.
Just like with the bond anticipation note, we don't have any relationship with Newburyport Bank or anything, but they're the ones who got the bid, so it could be anybody.
Okay. I was curious how that all would play out going forward. Okay, thank you.
All right. Staying on the administrator's report, I'm going to ask about the office staffing and the advertisement for the Conway Daily Sun. Kathy, I think you were going to try to get that in there.
Yep, I did it online. We found the original ad from November 1st. We abbreviated it a little bit. It was kind of wordy, the first one we did. So it's in today's paper, so it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It was under $12 per day. I didn't have access to our account and password, so I did pay for it on my personal credit card, so I'll be submitting a bill for $33 and change when I get the confirmation of the bill.
Okay.
So it is in
Great.
There. I will also put it in the newsletter that we will try to get out within the next couple of days that, you know, that position is available again, open for prospective employment.
Okay, super. Thank you, by the way.
Can I just comment on one thing? This is Dinah.
Yep.
Donna already has a really crunched schedule, and you're probably going to ask her to train somebody new. So maybe you should take that under consideration, and I don't know how you're going to deal with that, but it's going to be not ideal.
That is correct.
Oh, no, we are aware of that. Believe me, yeah. All right. I want to skip over the audit management discussion because I have that down under my reports, commissioner's reports. But I do want to comment, thank you, Kathy, for doing the year-to-date budget drawdown. And so what I did is I created another column, which was just to show where we are percentage-wise. And everything looks very healthy. The one thing that stuck out was the drawdown on office equipment maintenance line item. We only had $500. We only had $500 in there for that line item for the year between both water and operations. And we're currently at 289%. But in talking with Donna, I think she alluded to the fact that the fees that were charged to the district for using the credit card payment system with the water bill added to that amount, as well as having the consultant come in to fix that. And so that's why we're so far over on that particular line item. But as I mentioned, I was on a conference, I was actually on a webinar yesterday with NHMA, and actually I'm going to investigate. There's a bill that provided money whereby communities, municipalities like ours, if we had to implement something to effectively create social distancing or the touching of what's called cash is a dirty paper item right now, as well as checks. If we had to do so, that we may be reimbursed for those fees that were created in establishing that safe transaction. So I'm going to look into that a little more.
Yeah, and Jay, I think that's awesome, actually. And also, yes, there's the cost of the fees, but there was the cost of implementing it. So maybe we can include Rhonda's bill from New Business Directions, because she had to spend an hour or so anyway getting that all set up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Nope.
So,
I'm going to look into it.
Okay. So just kind of add those two things together. That would be great. That account tends to be sort of a catch-all. Maybe in the future it would make sense to maybe separate that into maybe more than one category.
Right.
All right. Yeah, can I add two things?
Sure. Go ahead, Adam.
One is...
No, one. You can only add one.
I can only add one. All right. I got to pick and choose. Let me get a coin so I can decide. Number one is, I don't know that that's really the right thing to do. In theory, it sounds good, but we were going to do this long before COVID-19. So to sit here and say we need relief because of it, I don't know that that's actually really fair. And the second thing, see, now you said I only get one and I forgot what the other one was.
There you go.
Oh, I know what it was. On Kathy's sheet, which was great. Thank you, Kathy, for doing it. If we think back maybe 5-6 months ago, we talked in one of the public hearings, I believe, about adding in a line item for expended money from CRS. I know we spent something like $25,000 last year. I'm just estimating. I think the year prior, they actually spent $57,000. And for budgeting purposes, it would be really handy if everybody knew what the true expense was rather than what the expense was on the operating budget. And when you pull out of a capital reserve fund, you don't know what the true expense was. Does anybody else remember this conversation?
Yep, I absolutely do. So what I did is we started to do it, but we haven't taken anything out yet. But on the very bottom, I put down monies that were spent on warrant articles so far this year, because I wanted to highlight that as well. So, and right next to it, I'm going to do the same thing with capital reserve funds.
Kathy, we need to do it on the proper line item, though, because if you say, hey, this is what the line item is, then it's much more clear, and I think it also keeps the Board of Commissioners more honest in that money would have to be withdrawn for proper purposes. And there was some question back in 2018 about a withdrawal in maybe December that may have been improper. And we need to, I think that would help keep the commissioners more accountable.
Well, I think we don't withdraw that. We don't have that many withdrawals throughout the year. So I can put down if we took, you know, $1,200 out of the business equipment and just notate what it was that we did with that money and what that expenditure was for. It's going to be too hard to put it up in the spreadsheet. Too much information. But I can keep it separated.
Well, why wouldn't it be an easy line item to add? Like, if something was withdrawn to repair a truck, couldn't you just put an asterisk and then put the on that same line, say what the number was? Or, I mean, it shouldn't be hard to add in.
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying. Right.
I mean, I think that was the problem, right? There was a round hole number, if I were mistaken. Maybe Diana can speak more intelligent on this. Back in 2018, it was $10,000. It was withdrawn. Just a nice whole number. There wasn't a specific purchase on it. And there was questions about whether that was legal or not. So it would end any of those questions because you'd know exactly what it went for.
Well, as soon as we petition Madison for our first withdrawal, we'll figure out how to account for it on the spreadsheet. But that's a good idea.
That's great.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
That might be something that Catherine could help us with.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Got it.
All right. Thank you. And the last thing I want to go over, just very quickly, we did get a request from Mike Smith last week to have Adam reimburse the district for work done to his driveway. The only thing I'm going to say on this is that we don't have a written response right now. We are going to have Kelly look at and validate or verify whatever numbers Mike had put together. And that's all I'm going to say on that. There was something that did arise, I guess on Tuesday, and that was, and I just want to nip this in the bud now. I guess, Adam, you were seen at Kathy's house immediately after the meeting, and I just want to have either yourself or Kathy explain what the reasons for the visit were, because I don't want bad rumors to be getting out there.
Sure. I actually went up before the meeting. I was hanging out with Kevin. And I left the house probably 5 minutes after Kathy got there, and I saw Jeff and Tony in the parking lot by Appenville Way on Idlewise Drive, on the way down. It was 5 minutes later. I was hanging out with Kevin for an hour, and we talked about Words with Friends. We talked about my family. We talked about my deck, their deck. That's what was discussed.
Okay. Perfect. No, that's good. Thank you. Okay.
I don't even know. Like, I'm kind of like in the dark right now, and I feel I don't know if I should be entitled, but like I don't know what happened with this information about my driveway. Like, I don't understand why it's an issue, and I don't like nobody's talked to me about it, and I'm just confused as to why. Like, I think you alluded to Mike Smith getting a letter. You alluded to something else. Like, I don't know anything about it, so. Do I get notified too? Because I didn't do anything wrong.
When decisions are made, we haven't made any. We'll certainly notify all parties. But at this point, we really don't have any decisions. So that's all I can say at this time where it stands. So, but I appreciate your concern. Okay, that ends basically the administration of both operations and our office. Does anybody, I usually open it up at this point to anybody on the call that might have any questions or concerns. And so I'll open it up this time.
Yes, Jay, this is Ralph.
Go ahead, Ralph.
A couple, couple of things. I made a request, 91A request, for last week's draft minutes. Didn't receive them. And I'm wondering whether or not Donna's explanation is the answer, why I haven't got it. But very simply, I was looking for last week's draft minutes. I'd like to get a response on that.
Okay, so if we could answer that now, would you accept a handwritten copy?
Certainly.
Okay. All right, good. Thank you.
Well, my hope was that I was going to get it in advance of today's meeting so I could refer to it over the course of today's meeting. So that is not possible at this particular point. I'd like to ask about the audit progress, whether or not a finalized audit is available.
Okay, so maybe I can help answer that. I put together a management discussion and analysis report. I don't know if the other two commissioners have reviewed it yet. We have that scheduled to be talked about under the commissioners' reports, under my report. So if you want to hang on the call, we'll get to that.
Okay. All right. The one other item is the Mike Smith claim. I'd like to explain why I brought up Adam's building permit in that context. It's really an issue of character, and if he's willing to do things, cut corners, and in effect lie, and in fact, I did call him a liar at the last meeting. I'd like to amend that. I'd like to call him a pathological liar, and it's his permit is loaded with misstatements. Just before he makes modifications, which were outside the permit, he makes a statement to Bob at the Madison office, and he says, "I believe I've followed every requirement, and it is my intent to always follow the letter of the law." Immediately after that, he doesn't. So the context of that was, I think, and maybe others, believe that he is unsuitable to be a commissioner. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Thank you. Does anybody else on the call have any questions or concerns with regards to the operations or the administration of the district?
Hi, Jay. This is Dinah. I would really like to emphasize what you were saying regarding the audio, putting the audio of these meetings on the website. I think that should be a priority. It would help with the transparency when the minutes are late and so forth. So I think that's really important and should be done as a priority.
And I agree. You had brought that up to us just a few weeks ago, Dinah. And I did research the website that we're currently using right now, and there is a mechanism to do that. So I promised Donna I would do that for her. Thank you.
Can you do that by the next meeting?
Yes, unless I run into some sort of catastrophic technical difficulty. But, yeah, that's my intent. It should be fairly simple.
Well, I know, but should be and would be sometimes don't work. So I hope
exactly. And we have Murphy in the room, so.
I think it's very important
that you do that, and it should be done by next week, I would think.
I will make that a priority. Thank you.
All right, so Jay, to back up a little bit, we'll have the audio files available. Getting them on the website, I may or may not be able to do that easily. So I've been able to do some stuff on the Reinhardt tank with documents and photos. Whether I can upload all those audio files, again, I hate to promise next week when I don't know if that's possible, but there's a good chance we can at least have them available. If somebody wants them, Donna can just attach, email it, and they're gone.
Yeah,
all right.
And
that's good.
Just a clarification.
As long as people can get them.
Right.
Yes, okay. All right. And I'll look into how to post the audios. I'm not sure what the file format is. We use the free version of WordPress, so there's definitely limitations with that free website. So I will do what I can to try and get those up there. So
right, and in the meantime, okay. Kathy, that's a great point. In the meantime, until we are able to technically put them up on the website, we could probably just put a note that says anybody wishing to get a copy of the audio file, we can send it via email.
Okay, that's a very good idea. I'll look at it, but it hasn't been done before, so I don't know what the limitations are of our website.
Right. Okay.
Okay, all right, so audio. All right, I'll take a look at that.
All right, thank you. Is there anybody else on the call that has any questions or concerns? All right, hearing none, let's move on. Thank you. We have some tabled items. There was one of the one ads I had was, and I apologize for the pronouncing of this name, Zaharovov, an individual in Idlewild who had some trees and brush cleared underneath the power lines that probably passed in front of their property, and they were upset with the amount of tree cutting, and that's not really in the jurisdiction of our responsibilities here in the office. So I'm going to defer that for discussion now. We can talk about what it is. We can send them later on. But we do have accounts payable, and I believe I have the number here on my agenda wrong, because that number of $47,177 was just one check. Is that it?
No, it's...
Yeah, it's more than that.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. Yeah.
The manifest plus the truck check.
Yeah.
Can
we do some addition here?
Yep. Let me just get my...
Donna's going to get a trusty calculator out.
Disappeared.
Oh, the little green one?
No, my other. All right. So.
Hey, that's not what my other machine.
What's 47177? And 6652.04. So the truck plus the manifest comes to $53,829.04.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the manifest for
$53,000.
52904. Do I have a second on the motion? We're going to read through them real quick.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. First. The truck check was for $47,177. Okay. And then we have five checks. First one was AmeriGas for the propane for $198.90. We have two invoices from Chadwick and Barras for the backhoe for a starter mower and couplers for $935.33. The next one was from Drummond and Woodsum for services rendered through April 30th for $2,153.14. The next one was from Jordan Equipment for the grader, for a carbide rack and reducer bolts, and that was for $1,499.92. And the last one was for the New Hampshire Retirement System for $1,864.75.
So do we have a motion on the table for the $53,829.04? Do I have a second for that?
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion on any of those payments?
I do. So
go ahead.
It sounds like, without Kelly here, it's hard to identify for sure, but it sounds like a starter motor and maybe something on the grader wouldn't be outside of the ordinary maintenance expenses. Do we have any idea if that's true?
When you say outside the ordinary expenses, do you mean like wear items like tires or batteries
Correct.
Or fan belts? Okay.
Correct.
No, I've replaced starters in my car more than once.
Well, yeah, but it's not something you would expect to change. And what was done on the grader?
It was on the backhoe.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was on the backhoe.
Right, but there was something on the grader as well.
Yes, I believe it was the couplings.
This is the grading.
Yeah, I'll read it
You'd
to you.
You'd know better.
Here we go. There was a CSB carburetor rack, and I don't know what the CSB stands for. There's a piece of carbide, but that rack alone was $1,444.20 for the carburetor rack.
So I guess where I'm going with this is that we had a commissioner's meeting way back in January, and it was decided at that point that we wanted, and this was under, I think, Kelly's direction as well, that we wanted to separate out the regular routine maintenance on our vehicles from non-regular maintenance on the vehicles, and that we were going to go to the voters with a warrant article for $30,000 to the Capital Reserve Fund to pay for the non-routine maintenance of vehicles, which was then defeated. And we told the public, if you guys vote this down, we're almost certainly going to overexpend the budget because none of this stuff was put in. And they said, we don't care. And they voted it down. So I think if these are non-routine things, first of all, we should probably deplete that capital reserve fund to pay for some of this rather than out of the operations budget. And we need to start having a conversation about where in the budget we're going to find savings to compensate for these extra $2,400, I'm doing this off the top of my head, $2,400 in repairs.
Actually,
I don't think these were budgeted for, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, the total on this bill is $1,499.92.
Right, and then the backhoe was $900-something. So you're looking at roughly, I think, $2,400 that was probably not part of tires, chains, oil, lubricants, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I'm just bringing it up before you pay it, that I think maybe the Capital Reserve Fund should pay whatever it can, and then the difference being noted that we need to find savings elsewhere so that the budget doesn't get overexpended.
No, I agree with that philosophy, but let's find out from Kelly if those items are what he might determine to be. Yeah, those are wearable items, such as a tire or a fan belt, things like that.
I have a question.
Yes, Dinah.
Who's Drummond and Woodland, and why are we paying them thousands of dollars?
That's the legal firm for the securing of the loans for the Rhinoc tank. And the board decided a month ago to have it come out of the water operating budget.
Yeah, so Dinah, with
line
some of the...
Line item, the water operating budget for it?
Say that again,
I think
Dinah?
It was classified as legal. There's a legal section for the water operating budget.
So it's another thing we're spending that we're not going to get reimbursed for, is what you're saying.
It's not reimbursable.
Yeah. And that was why we did it out of the operating budget, because it did not fall under the scope of reimbursable with the grant.
So, Dinah, some of those charges...
I specifically asked Rick Skarenka that when I met him.
Yeah.
Some of the charges that make up that amount, Dinah, would be all of the phone calls. Actually, you were listed on one of those phone calls. That was when you had questions about the original band, I think, that went through. Every time, you know, we make a call, just like to our lawyer, we get charged. So just want to try to define what some of those charges are about. Okay? All right. Okay, so that's the manifest, and I believe we have payroll.
We have payroll, yeah.
We didn't vote. We didn't vote on it, guys. Vote on it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You had the question. No, Adam asked the question.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Kelly better define those items, Adam, on those bills if they are what we might consider wear items, like on our cars, or are they unforeseen, unexpected items that should come out of a capital reserve fund? So we have a motion on the floor for that amount of $53,829.04. If we have a second, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And now moving on to payroll.
All right.
I'm going to read off the time cards, and Donna will verify what's on the spreadsheet. So for the week of 5/8/20, we have Kelly Robitel, and he has 40 hours.
Mm-hmm.
For the week of 5/15, under Kelly Robitel, we have 40 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Under the week of 5/8, that should be a 20.
Okay.
Under the week of 5/8, we have for Jeff DiMartino, 40 hours.
Yep.
For the week of 5/15, for Jeff DiMartino, we have 40 hours. For the week of 5/15, for Tony Eldridge, we have 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And for the week of 5/15, for Donna McKinnon,
yep,
we have 22.25 hours. And for the week of 5/8, for Donna McKinnon, we have 21 hours. So I'll make the motion to approve the payroll for...
Okay, I'm just letting you know part of this payroll is the monthly for the commissioners and Dinah's payment.
Oh, okay. And the executive branch of the government gets paid as well, which is the three commissioners as well as Dinah. And for a total of $6,198.05, motion is on the floor. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Donna, one question. On the spreadsheet that I took off our profit and loss, we're not allocating a percentage of the commissioners and the treasurer's pay to the water budget. So I think we need to kind of figure out how to do that. It's not a lot of money, but we should do it because that's the way it's always been done, that we've taken some of that 15% and put it onto the water side.
Okay. I'll ask Catherine how that we can set that up because she did help me this week with the QuickBooks with that with the payroll. So
okay.
I will.
I know there's a different way of paying us versus regular payroll. So I knew it would add another complication. But I think with her help, we could be able to split that and get it into the right profit center.
I'm myself is split, and that's how it's done, so we'll figure that out.
Yep, okay.
Okay. All right, does anybody on the call have any questions about the accounts payable? Any concerns? Go ahead, speak right up. Okay, hearing none, thank you very much. We'll move on to signature items, and we have those thank you letters going out to the various committee members and other individuals who have contributed greatly to the Village District. And I believe the last time we talked about this, I think everybody has an electronic copy, but folks just wanted to see the letters, Kathy and Adam. So they were here in the office. I know I signed them. Is there any other concerns about these letters? All the spelling mistakes were corrected by Donna?
Nope, I don't have any.
Okay, so these letters will be in the office for a signature if that's all right with the other two commissioners outside of session.
I'll be down this afternoon so I can be the second signature on them.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So just the two signatures, or are you going to be down, Adam, to sign them?
You can send without me. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Committee reports, we have none. Moving on to the water system.
Oh, well, there's a couple of others. I don't know if you're going to sign these.
Oh, I'm sorry.
These are all signature items.
Oh, that's yeah. That's the one I was looking for. Okay. Yeah, so we had talked and made a vote last week to approve the water hookup for Nicholas Gage at number 10, Barden Place. I understand Ian has been down there looking at the road. The maps that we have, unfortunately, well, I think everybody knows it, not altogether trustworthy, but we believe that there is probably water in that road. Now, what Ian asked me to bring up at today's meeting regarding this is that on Barden Place, and I'm just going to approximate, it's probably about 1,500 to 2,000 feet long. There's a water line that comes in from either end of that road off of Burn Drive, but it's not completely connected all the way through. So Ian's question is, when they do the excavation to connect 10 Barden Place to the water system, which we only hope is really right out in front of the house, I don't see why it wouldn't be. There's connections on either side of the property. Do we want to try and find that missing gap of those two lines in that road and make that connection so that you hate to have dead ends in roads with water systems, and this would complete that. But the amount of length of water line is up in the air. Nobody knows.
And there's no realistic guess?
I think what this is my own thought. I think what Ian would do when he has the excavator there is that he would obviously make the connection for the property at 10 Barden Place. The line should be somewhere out in front of the street, in front of the property in the street. At that time, he may just move the excavator down the road and then poke another hole in the street to see if it continues. And then maybe drive another 100 feet down the road. And if he digs then and finds no water line, he knows that it's terminated between point B and point C. Now, where the other line terminates, we don't know. But that's his question is, this water line, I know you and Adam and Kathy compared to some folks in the district, this water line in Barden Place has frozen up over the winters. And I remember one year where the homeowners were told they will not have water for the remainder of that winter. And the district was liable, and I believe they did pay, for a hotel room for this property owner to stay in for the winter. The line in this road's been a problem, and it's one where we don't have any information to determine how much of a gap there is between the two ends. And so Ian's asking at this point, do we want to spring for money to go ahead and get this found and then connected?
All right, I got a couple things on this. So number one is, I think this would be a reimbursable expense of 24%. Number two, I think that I think the Water Committee maybe should probably look at this, but Dawson gave us add-ons or alternative, whatever their term was.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if this is actually on there, because we might actually have a price already for it. And if we have a price already for it, that could certainly help with a budgeting cost, because we know what it's already going to be. So I don't know the answer to that, but you know, we can probably ballpark it if we don't. But knowledge is better than going blind, and anytime we can make good decisions is a good thing.
Okay.
I don't believe that section of road was on any of those additive alternatives.
Right.
It was Middle Shore, it was Upper Lake View, they wouldn't have put it on there because they didn't know what the distance was, so I don't remember Barden being on that list at all.
But I think Adam's point, this fix would potentially qualify for the 24% reimbursement. So let's say, for example, in the contingency of $146,000, if that amount of money, let's say we do take away some of it because of change orders or what have you, if that amount of money is not enough to complete any of those other alternative additives, and I believe that possibly to be the case, it's not enough money for the others, that maybe we could use some portion of that contingency to fix this problem.
Right. But
if we get we get reimbursed.
Right.
Well,
but we'd have to go ahead and spend it soon.
We know we're going to get reimbursed in this. This would definitely fit under the description of the tank. Like, there's no question the 295 is going to cover it. Do we have any idea what the length, worst case scenario might be?
Ian would not put that number out. He has no idea. I walked up and down that road a couple of times. I can't determine where the pipe might end or not. Usually there's a blow-off. That tells you where the end of the pipe is. But in this road, there's no blow-off to either one of these lines.
But we can't come within, we can't guess within 500 feet?
I would believe we'd be able to guess within 500 feet. I think, I don't want to put words in Ian's mouth, but I would sense that his thought is that it is probably not greater than 500 feet. So
well,
500
feet. We can make a reasonable assumption, 500 feet is going to be 20 grand. So somewhere in that range. So that gives us at least some idea.
Right. So do you want me to speak to Ian as far as the process of how to determine what this gap length is and how much that might cost to get that footage? Because once we have the footage, then we know the cost. But we need to also then spend some money to find out what that footage is.
But if he's already there digging up and then has to go back and fill those holes, then go back and dig it up again, that seems a little... Especially
right.
if it's something, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what he's asking is, while he's there installing this new water service line, does he want the excavator to do some probing to determine how far that gap is? Once we know that gap, we then may be able to make a decision or a vote by the Board of Commissioners to go ahead and expend money to close that gap.
I'll make a motion to allocate up to $1,000 to
okay.
Yeah, broke up.
Adam, say it again. You were broken up a little bit.
I'll make a motion to spend up to $1,000 to figure out the distance.
Okay. Do we have a second on that motion?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay. Okay, discussion?
So,
go ahead, Kathy.
No. So we do have, in the water budget, we do have a $50,000 line item. And we've spent $13,000 so far this year. So there is some money potentially available through the water budget. The person's having
okay.
to take it all out of a capital reserve account.
Yeah, because that was going to be my question. Where is the $1,000 coming from? The public should know as well.
Yep.
Okay. So you're saying we have about $37,000 in that budget.
Yeah. I mean, I was talking not only about the $1,000, but the total cost. But we would take it out of a capital reserve fund because that's what the part of the conditions of the grant. So, thinking about it, it makes sense to take the cost of it out of the grant if we go ahead and do that. I mean, take the cost of it out of the capital reserve fund.
Okay. That was going to be my next question. Once we find out that gap distance, how do we pay for that?
And that would be out of capital reserve.
And we're pretty confident we'd get the 24% reimbursement. Okay.
I don't see why not.
All right. Any other discussion on the motion? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, 3-0. All right. I'll ask Donna to let Ian know. Do you want me to? Do you want to tell him, or is that okay?
It's up to you. Whatever you want me to tell him, it's...
Well, I'll write an email and I'll just give it to you and send it in the office.
Okay. Beautiful.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to draft an email to Ian, give it to Donna to send to Ian so that we have it going through the office.
Perfect.
Okay, great.
Hi, this is Diane. I think this begs the question as to why Ian doesn't come to commissioners' meetings, or at least phone in and we can talk to him in person. That would be very helpful.
Yeah, and we have him on the schedule for which Thursday was it of the month? Kathy, do you remember which Thursday of the month it was, the second?
I thought it was the first Thursday of every month.
Okay. So he's going to be coming in just not next week, the week following.
Yeah, June 4th.
Yep.
Now, did we confirm that with him?
I know he knows about it. But we need to do it in writing so that he has
Jay, in your email to him about Barden, say we look forward to your presence at the meeting on June 4th.
Okay.
Just as a reminder. And
yep,
he can call in. Actually, he would be calling in, not being present.
Right. Social distancing.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. So just a reminder, we did vote last week to approve the water hookup for number 10 Barden. So it is here in the office so that when you folks can come down and give it your John Hancock, that would be much appreciated.
Okay.
He's made all the payments, and he's got the foundation in place. I believe he's got some wood on site, so he's moving along. Thank you, Donna.
Another thing that's important is that when we do these water hookups, we get the cost of the hookup itself so we can reimburse from the water extension account. And I don't know if that the house on Interlaken that I believe a construction
Never
person, I don't know if that's been hooked up either.
You mean number 22?
I don't know numbers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that the new construction?
I think they did it yesterday.
Yeah, they did it yesterday, so we won't be getting the bill from Ian and probably for a week or two.
Well, that's okay. I just want to make sure we keep track of it so we can reimburse the account.
Yep. No, absolutely. Great. Thank you. All right. Yeah, well, actually, that was the next thing on the list, Dinah, number 22, Interlaken, is now complete. And that was finished yesterday. I wanted to bring up the subject, and I know we had brought this up right around the end of the year. We have quite a few folks that are outstanding in their payment of their water fee for multiple years. And I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but my assumption is that last year we did not do any water shutoffs for those new homeowners who have gained acknowledgement on this list of multiple year missing of payment. So what do we want to do in this case? Because people are not paying their water bill yet. I believe there may be some houses that are still receiving water. The other thing that that has taken place in the past is that liens have been created against these properties. That's all we have the authority to do as a municipality under the fee structure. If it was taxes, it'd be an entirely different story. But with fees, you have to basically go to small claims and create a lien. Do you want to talk about this later on? Next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to think about it a little bit. How many of them do we think we have, Donna, that didn't pay this year or last year, that now they're up, you know, at $800, $900 in past due?
I think there was like seven. I'd have to definitely count, but I think there was like seven or eight. I did receive one payment this past week, and I did speak to a gentleman yesterday I guess he had a change of address, and me looking into everything, I resent the bill out to the new address, and he's supposed to be sending in a check this week. He did want to know if the fees from last year could be waived because he never received a bill, and I have the return, you know, letters that I did explain to him that we attempted. We sent the certified letter, and I took the assumption that because our books were closed for the year, that we couldn't waive the fees. So that's what I told the gentleman. I don't know if that was correct or not, but I said I would waive the $50 fee because we're not actually collecting that until July 1st anyway. But he's supposed to be sending in a check today.
Okay. So that could bring our list down to, you know, six or seven?
Yeah. I'll find out later and email you the number today. But, you know, and there's a couple of them have to be decided also. One was taken over by the town of Madison, and that's the big lump. It's over $3,000. And then there's the court one that I believe that there hasn't been a payment made, so I don't know if there is, you know, the person still is with us, or, you know, if it's part of an estate settlement that, you know, we'd have to look into. So
that was that was the one they were paying us, what, $25 a month?
Yeah, but no payments have been made the past few years, so I'm assuming that it might have, you know, that he may have passed on and nothing was, okay. You know, sent to us that, you know, that we got notice.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe that could be a good project for an afternoon to go through all those and see what the status is.
Okay.
There are a lot of projects.
Yeah, my next lifetime.
Yeah. Well, and some of those may already be shut off.
Okay, go ahead, Adam.
Go ahead.
So, right now, the ordinances that we turn people's water off, I think it's in November. I'm wondering if that ordinance should be changed and have it turned off in the spring, the year following. And that way it could be done, A, at the same time as Ann's doing the turn ons for people who are wanting to turn on, so it would cost the district less. And then B, we're not turning the water off on someone's house over the winter. And I wonder if there's legalities to turning off water to someone in the winter.
Well, it's almost like a double-edged sword, because if somebody's abandoned their home and their pipes freeze, you're almost doing them a favor. If they're still living there,
right.
That's a whole other story.
I understand that we're almost doing them a favor, but maybe they're taking advantage of that. It's also their responsibility, right? So
yep.
I'm just thinking, like, we're actually doing them a favor to let them keep the water on, and then we're encouraging them not to pay the bill. I think it's worth at least considering. You know, I'm sure there's other people in the district that have opinions, but maybe this needs to just come up for discussion whenever the ordinances are reviewed.
Yeah, I think so. So, Jay, Oak Ridge, the property on Oak Ridge that's a couple of years in arrears, that water is shut off. Is that true?
That is what I understand, correct.
That's best my knowledge it is, yeah.
Okay, so that one's shut off already.
Yep.
Okay. So I guess my question would be, so if that property got sold and the new owner takes possession of that property, do we have the legal right to demand the $1,500 that's due on the water if he's already closed on the property?
Only if there's a lien on the property would that transaction, the lien would be flagged, and then the person buying the property would know that they would have to pay that arrears.
And it's funny, we do get calls, well, Donna gets calls from title companies all the time asking if there's any outstanding HOA fees, which we don't have, or invoices like that. But if there was a closing that was maybe a private sale and didn't go through a title company, we may not know that there's a loan there until after the fact. So we definitely should make sure we get liens on those properties.
Yep. No, I agree.
It would be very difficult to collect that money, and it would cost less to place a lien than it would be to give up, you know, $2,000 or $3,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, more legal bills. Okay.
All right.
We can look at all those properties. If there's people living in them, if it's the same person that owns it,
now that owned it when the bills were passed due, because we may have missed an opportunity already in some of the news.
Right. Something that I brought up a couple of weeks ago was the Acomo PRV. I just want to report Ian had detected a leak in the coupling, the union, and he has fixed that. So that's great. I don't know if everybody had seen the report, the repair list 5.docs that Ian had sent out. It basically lists some of the activities he did during the week. So I thought that was great. So he repaired that Como that we brought to his attention a couple of weeks ago. So thank you, Ian. Also, Kathy.
Yes.
Ian, I think he sent this in an email, but he's going to be flushing.
I already drafted the MailChimp email to everybody.
Yep.
And he sent an email on Monday, and he said this Thursday. So is he talking about today, or is he talking about next week?
I think he's talking about next week.
Okay, because his email said on Monday. He said this Thursday.
Oh, so maybe today.
We can give him a call after the meeting, which means he's probably almost done.
So I drafted it. I just haven't hit send yet, but I did do it this morning. But I wanted to clarify the date.
Okay.
So let me see if I can find his email here real quick.
Yeah, it was sent on.
It was Monday. Well, we got it Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's the Como thing. Yeah, when you said the Como thing, he'll be doing that over the next couple of weeks. So you're saying it's done?
Yeah, did you open up the attachment that he had, the repair list?
I did not. That I did not see. I have it, but I didn't look at it.
Yeah, he says he repaired the leak at the Como PRV. It was in the coupling or union inside the pit.
We're making the interlight connection. Donna, I hate to ask you to do something. Could you just ask Ian if the water flushing is today or on the 28th?
Okay. Do you want me to call him right now?
So on May 18th, he said, I am scheduling DDOE for flushing for Thursday this week.
Oh, okay.
I would say it's today then.
Yeah. He's probably here now. Yep.
Okay. So not next week, this week.
Usually the village sends out a broadcast about that because the water can become discolored, I believe.
Yep.
Yes.
I have it all ready to go. I just wanted to confirm the date. So all I got to do is hit send. It's already drafted.
Okay. All right. So we'll find out after this meeting if he's actually here today doing it. And then we could put it up as quick as we can.
Okay. So don't just give me a quick say. Yes. I'll send it out ASAP as soon as I get the confirmation on the date.
Yep. And next thing I want to talk about under the water system was the proposed letter to the 19 homeowners regarding the possibility of getting a service line replacement on those folks that will be part of the new Reinhart pressure zone. And I don't know if everybody's had a chance to read my letter, my draft.
I did read your draft. A little bit wordy, but I think that's okay. I think it's directing them to the ordinances, but it's also identifying, you know, kind of how this could benefit them and what the procedure is going forward to contact the office. So I think that it covers all the bases.
Okay. Adam, any concerns or comments?
Sorry. I thought it was a little wordy as well. I think maybe we want to cut to the chase a little bit and eliminate anything. Girls, please. I think we want to maybe keep it simply to you have an opportunity to hook up and let us know if you're interested. I just don't think we need anything else, but that's just my two cents. I'll support whatever.
Yeah, but I think you know what, though, Adam? I think it's all right because, you know,
they're only going to be calling.
Go ahead, Donna.
They'll only be calling the office for the information.
So if we.
they call the office if they're interested in having it done during the summer.
Yeah. What I was trying to, because nobody really knows what is in the ground, to be honest with you, the normal homeowner won't even know whether their service line is made of plastic or copper. They probably don't even care. But I think the point that I wanted to put across was that the pressure to their home, which historically has been very low, and they probably all are very aware of that, will be increased. If they are, and this is my own, but I'm my background's engineering, so I'm just a little different than most. But sorry, Donna, why are you laughing at me? So anyhow, I would realize if I'm in a house that's almost 50 years old and someone's telling me they're about to boost the pressure up in a line that's coming into my basement, I'd be a little concerned. You know, we're bringing it up to the standard that is required by the New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services. So we're not doing anything wrong there. What we're doing is giving the homeowner the opportunity to replace that water line, of which nobody knows, whether it be the district or the homeowner, could be vulnerable to an increase in pressure. So that's the only thing I wanted to try to make people aware of. That's why it is wordy.
Yeah,
I wanted to be as descriptive as possible.
I'm concerned that it's got to really come through the office, though, and I'll tell you why. If it comes through the office, then we get verification that they've received the letter. Now, if we send it certified, that ends that concern anyway. But we don't want to have somebody come back to us later and say, you guys changed the water pressure in the district. There was damage to my house. I wasn't notified. And because I wasn't notified, the district is now liable to damage in my property.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, Adam. You said it has to come back through the office. Yeah, these would be certified letters that are going out, right? That's the intent, I believe.
It should,
that,
anyway.
That was the intent. We need to, I think that we need to, girls, please, I think we need to try and maybe be as proactive as possible. Like, we should have a plan for what happens when we can't reach one of them. We should be trying to keep track of who signed it and who hasn't. Like, we need to be proactive. That's my point.
No, I agree. I'm right with you. I agree on that, yep.
So have we identified, I know we had this discussion the other meeting. Have we identified the 19 locations, the properties that this affects?
No, but I can do that very quickly. We did talk to Ian about it. He was in the garage for one reason or another to check on the chemicals. Actually, Kathy, I believe you were in the office as well. But he said that's really not his responsibility. He wouldn't know who they are.
Right. We didn't know who had made up the list of 19, and we thought it might be Ian, but we determined that it was not Ian. So we just got to make sure we send it to the correct 19 people.
Yeah, and so that being known, it'd be 5 minutes for me to find out who those 19 people are, and I can get the addresses. So I'm going to help.
I think that's a mistake. I think that's a mistake.
What?
We should have an outside firm figure out who the 19 homes are.
Well, I don't know. You know what? To continue this water issue, there was a phone call from the property owner of 9 Reinhardt Place, which is just beyond where the construction is happening. So I wanted to make a motion to call Chris Albert, and as he's the project manager, to find out how to address this person's concern. At that same time, I can ask him for the list of what those 19 lot numbers are, and we'll get it from Chris versus us making that identification ourselves.
I support that. You want to add in and change that slightly to allocate up to $200 to do it?
I didn't know there was a motion being.
Yeah, so is this a motion?
Okay, well, I'll make a motion that I call Chris Albert to discuss the 9 Reinhardt Place access and the 19 property owners that are getting new water lines and curb stop valves.
Yeah, Chris actually presented the number 19, so he should know that. Yeah, I'll
second this.
All right.
Okay.
Any further discussion?
So do we have to allocate money, or would that come out of water engineering or water legal? It wouldn't be legal.
Well,
water engineering.
I think the 19 homes should be on Chris's list somewhere because he told us 19. So he needs to know put those 19 out. We just need to get that information to be able to send this letter out. And if there is a charge on the number 9, we can ask him about that. But the motion's been made, seconded. Any further discussion?
Any amount of money?
No, we haven't made.
Oh, okay.
Because the 19 should be already on his radar.
Okay.
He should be. Yeah, it's going to be a 10-minute phone call.
Right. All right. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Yes.
Okay.
So in addition to that, I don't know if we need a motion, but I'd like to call the individual at 9 Reinhardt to find out if he just wants discretionary access to his property or if there's a specific appointment that he needs to meet somebody on his property to give him access through the construction site. So just looking for permission to be the contact person to give those folks a call.
So I didn't see that email. Are they actually looking to get construction started and want access to the property?
No, it's funny. I took a ride up to Reinhardt a week ago or so, and they were sitting there on the tailgate of the truck having lunch. And so I've had a short conversation with them, and I think they may just want, I don't know if they've got an appointment with maybe a builder or the septic design guy, or they just want to go up and walk around their property and enjoy it. So I don't know the reason for their request for access.
Ooh, okay. So you repeat your motion again, Kathy? It was to...
Well, do we need a motion for me to call them and find out what their need is for access?
I'll second that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll make a motion to call the property owners at 9 Reinhardt. Their last name is Knudsen, Knudsen.
Yep.
I have their numbers here, Kathy.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the email with the audio link attached to it.
Yeah, so that's on it. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So thank you.
All right. All right. So that's all we have under the water system. Is there anybody on the call that has any questions or concerns or would like to bring something up regarding the water system at this point in the agenda? Okay. Hearing nothing, I'll move on to the next section, which is the commissioner's report. So, I guess, first on this list. I don't know how that happened, but I was tasked with putting together the what is called the financial the management discussion and analysis report, which has historically gone into our audit. So I have done so, but unfortunately, I know there were some journal entries made, as Kathy mentioned, that may have changed the bottom lines with regards to what's in our total assets by just a few hundred dollars. I didn't get any response back from Tamer, so I just went with the last numbers that she sent over a month ago. So I don't know if everybody's taken a look at that letter or that analysis.
I did review it. I didn't compare it to last year's. I don't remember there being quite so much detail in last year's, but...
Yeah, last year when you and Adam took office, basically the statement you made was it had to be on the previous year, obviously, which you guys were not the commissioners. And the two of you were just sitting in the office by yourself, so you really stated that you have no – you can't comment because you were not responsible for that budget that year.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I have no recollection of what we did, so –
Yeah,
I do. Well, the majority of the report or the discussion is how we do our bookkeeping and that it's in compliance with the state municipality, recommendations. And so most of it is more of a boilerplate. And then there's one section where you can comment on the specific year's budget.
Right. And that's what that letter those paragraphs that I put out. That's what that one section is. Yeah, you're right. It is boilerplate, and then the commissioners plug in what they want to tell the voters. Do you want time to think about it some more, or bring it up next week?
I mean, did you confirm all these numbers on those articles?
Yes, I went back into the minutes of the annual meeting to confirm the numbers.
Okay.
Yeah. If you need more time to review it, just let me know. We can wait till next week.
If Tamara's not done with her part anyway, why are we?
She is. She should be done with her part.
I thought we said she wasn't. She was waiting on something.
No. 2 weeks ago, the only thing she asked us to do from the office side is that the journal entries for accounts payable, the bills that we paid in January and into February, that should have been accounted for back in December. So I went through that list, and all of it was as presented except one item, which there was a $300 discrepancy on. And so other than that, the other journal entries are just more of they're part of the audit. We don't have to go back and change things in QuickBooks. So she should have all the information she needs. And I saw, Jay, that you reached out to her last night?
Yeah, again, last night, the 2 days ago, but I saw that email for some reason, her DNS did not let it blocked my email. And then, of course, a week ago, or more than a week ago, I reached out to her as well.
So, Jay, what was the unassigned fund at the beginning of 2019?
The amount? I don't
remember?
Have it in. Hang on. I don't have it in front of me. Hang on.
Okay. That's all right.
Yeah. It's not in my letter. So, I don't have it.
Okay.
I can look it up.
That's all right. I just curious because I know we added to that amount.
Yeah.
Was it like one? Was it like 185 or 189? Does that sound right?
189 sounds right.
Okay. So that might be something relevant to put in there, that we did increase the amount of money in the unassigned fund.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Okay. We show the ending balance, but not the beginning balance.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay. That might be something I would suggest adding.
All right. So, if you guys can take some time and just take a look at that letter, that'd be great.
Hey, this is Dinah. I am being held up by the Bank of New Hampshire for our truck loan because they do not have the audit. So I need something, PDQ as they say, to send Bank of New Hampshire so they can complete that loan. So how's that going to fit into waiting another week and all that stuff?
Yeah, that's a good point, Dinah.
Yeah, we need to get a response from Tamer, hopefully ASAP as well, PDQ.
Now,
well, let me ask.
If Tamer is done with her part of the audit and simply waiting for the management discussion, can she send us that? Perhaps. I mean, I think that would be enough for the thing to get going here. I mean,
that's what I was going to suggest, Dinah, is that if you can use and we can take what she's already done and give that to the bank, and it's just the management report and analysis it's just our words. It's not really any numbers that she's using in the audit. Would that be acceptable to the bank? If so, then we could give that to the bank right now.
Well, perhaps somebody will be in tomorrow. Maybe we can just send it to my bank officer and she can begin to process the loan, because folks were spending the money and we ain't got the money. So that's what I mean.
Instead of the draft audit, which came in, a month ago, I'm sure she's got it all on file. She's just not printing it because of this letter. So she probably has all the corrected numbers already on file. I wouldn't send the draft that she sent, 3 or 4 weeks ago, but get the current. Again, it was a $300 difference. That's the only thing that is different than the original draft. But it'll be the audit, just not physically printed with the management discussion attached.
Right. yeah, that's fine.
So if you do that, I mean, Tamer hasn't responded to your email of last week. She, I believe she needs a phone call so we can get this going.
Okay. Because I was told she works better by email than phones, because I've never been able to reach her by phone.
She hasn't responded to your email, so that's not working better by email.
Right.
I mean, I'm just telling you that this is really gumming up the works, and it seems to me we should be able to get it done.
Okay. So in the worst-case scenario, Dinah, if we cannot, oh, gosh, I guess we still have to get that final report from Tama, mm-hmm. whether it has our report in it or not. Mm-hmm.
You've asked for it, and you haven't got it, so I think you need to, put an all-caps thing or something and give her a call and all that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. And let her know that it's holding up a loan, too. I think, you know, if she knows that it's holding up a loan, maybe we'll get notched up one in the priority list.
Yeah. Kathy, do you want to reach out to her?
I can do that, sure.
Okay. I don't know what you found to be more acceptable, phone or email, but okay. We'll let Kathy reach out to her, see if we can get that final report.
Well, she hasn't okay. responded to an email. That's my point.
Yeah, okay. That's true. And we have your correspondence, Dinah, or the correspondence from Bambi Benton from the bank, so... We are aware of it. It is holding things up. Okay.
Okay. So I gave the bank potentially a closing date in the beginning of June, next week being kind of goofed up with Memorial Day and everything, and that would be acceptable
okay.
for her to get that money into the account. So I'm just telling you that the village is kind of desperate for this, and we really need it.
Yep. Okay. All right. And any other questions or concerns on that? That is critical, though. We have the canoe and kayak auction, which is scheduled for next week. Is that right, next weekend? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll send out another notification on that.
Okay. All right. And that's all I've got. Adam, you're up next. You were going to talk about One Aspen Drive, the water ponding.
Yeah, I got concerns about the letter, so I went out there after it rained. And sorry, hold on. I think that we owe the person a visit. I think that we can't just simply say it's not our problem.
Okay, so I was down there that night too, responding to that fire on Grissom. But can you share your observations?
Well, I went the next morning, and hold on one second. I went the next morning, and I didn't see pooling. Not to say there wasn't the night before, but I think we owe the person a visit. Somebody's got to meet the person, or the board's got to meet the person and say, talk to us about your concerns. I just think that's the professional, responsible way to approach a homeowner who has a legitimate concern.
But Adam, do you think it's anything other than the ground is saturated and that's why the ponding is there? The cause and effect rationale doesn't seem to hold up. I mean, if it's the ground saturated and the water's coming up from the basement floor.
I think you're probably right. I just think we should talk to them. We should shake their hand, give them the time of day, hear from them, and we can...
Can't shake
hands.
Adam, we don't want to shake their hand because
of the
virus.
Well, we sneeze on our hands first, or we use hand sanitizer first. Whatever you want to say. I just think it's the polite thing to do.
No, I agree with you. We should probably have DPW there as well. So do we want to send out, do we have an email of this person? I believe we do.
Mm-hmm.
I forget her
we
name.
We do. They emailed us, and they also gave us the contact number and a name, and I called my husband, you call this. I think we just own that.
Okay. So who you want to have me call them to set up a meeting on site so we can discuss it physically? And the Board of Commissioners and the DPW will be invited.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Is that all right? Do I have authorization to notify the homeowner that we would like to meet with them at their convenience?
Yes.
Okay. Do we need a motion for that? I don't think so. I'll just go ahead and give them a call. We have the information, and then I'll send back through the office to Donna what that date and time is at their convenience. Okay. All right. Adam, are you still up? Anything else?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Kathy, Canoorack repairs.
We've got a list of materials together to potentially fix the rack so that the kayak will stay on better. Don't have a price yet from the contractor, though. Still trying to chase him down. I think the only other thing was, Jay, do you want to elaborate a little bit on the transfer station issue?
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. I got an echo going here. Let me hang on just a sec.
Yes, so do I. Yeah.
All right. I did contact Town Hall. Kathy sent a question into the office yesterday as to whether the coupon, which are normally sold from Town Hall and utilized by renters, family guests, use second homes or primary home to bring their trash to the dump, or to even go parking at the beaches. They slip the coupon in their windshield, and that authorizes them to park at the beach. But I'm not sure when it was started, but the coupon process has been suspended, I guess, until further notice.
At Saturday's selectman meeting, that's when it was, at Tuesday's selectman meeting, that's when they decided, because apparently there was massive overflow of stuff being brought to the Madison transfer station over the weekend, which caused them to have to close on Monday.
Yes. So, yeah, I don't know how long that's going to last for, but we should make that information known on our website until that changes.
I think it should go on an alert, too, to people that are property owners that plan on renting. Even if it's long-term rentals, they're not going to have access to a transfer station.
Right.
What's going to happen is Kelly and Jeff are going to be picking up bags of garbage on the side of the road and tucked up behind the outhouses.
No, it'll be inside the outhouse down on the bottom of the septic tank.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, they are locked. They are locked.
Oh, they're locked, yeah.
So that's going to create an issue in this district.
Oh, yeah. Yep. No, I agree. Yeah, so I think notification on the website and on the bulletin board would probably be a good thing to do. So
I'm going to put out a separate email because I think a property owner may not go to the website, but at least he gets an email from us saying, you know, beware, this is going to happen. But
yeah.
I mean, what does somebody do? What does somebody do who's up here for the summer for 3 months, but they have their primary home in Connecticut?
Right.
If they're the homeowner, they can get him.
Yeah, if they are the homeowner, they can get a sticker.
Oh, if they own property, they can?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even if it's a vacant lot, you can get a sticker.
Okay, well, I thought it had to be your primary residence.
Oh, no.
No, I used to have one when I had it as a vacation home.
Yeah, if you pay taxes, you can get a sticker and you can park at the beaches.
Okay, that's good to know to make that clear. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly what do they call that? Do they call it a pass? Do they call it a voucher? Do they call it a coupon?
I think the wording on it is coupon, Town of Madison coupon, and it's usually meant for trash deposit. It's $1 per coupon, and it allows you to deposit one bag of trash for $1. But it's also used as a temporary beach sticker to go to the parking lots at the beaches.
Yeah. Okay. And somebody mentioned there was on the info board mentioning that same thing about resident stickers at the beaches, and that should Idlewise do the same thing.
Right.
But
I didn't see that.
It would be a significant hardship on Madison Police, because they're the only ones that can enforce it.
That's right. Yep.
So I don't know if we're going to stick to our original policy and just, you know, make sure people are respectful and allow parking at the parking lots.
Yeah. It may not be a problem this year because all depending on what happens with this virus and rules and restrictions. But, we'll have to probably revisit that ordinance at some time.
Yeah.
One other thing about the transfer station, I don't know if they do it anymore, but they used to, like, if you didn't have a sticker or a coupon, you could pay right there to dump the trash.
Stand on second, yeah.
Yeah, there's no trash, cash transactions because of the virus. The folks don't want to handle cash.
I forgot. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
But they're saying Madison resident sticker only.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to match the license plate in your car or your vehicle. So it's only for that particular vehicle can go and bring trash to the transfer station.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Moving on, does anybody on the call have any concerns about the commissioner's reports or the signature items? We pretty much have already gone over. Actually, we did in number six. Anybody have any concerns or questions at this point?
This is Dinah again. Just get the darn audit, please.
Okay. You can bring that up on number 11 and 12 as well, Dinah. All right. Moving on to number 11, which is correspondence. We've got a ton of correspondence. We're burning through paper here like we owned Boise Cascade Forest. We don't, but we're burning through paper, I'll tell you that. So can you just give a report where you are with the paper supply?
Yeah. Since the just before the town meeting, I ordered two cases, and we're down to half a case of the last case. So we've gone through a case and a half of paper.
So I'm going to start off with, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just heard a beep. Mark Raffam came into our meeting last week, and I gave him the opportunity to speak, and he had mentioned that under executive order number 23, I believe he stated that the meetings we're having are illegal, and I was confused by that because I had right in front of me that Donna has provided all of us the emergency order number 23 from the governor of New Hampshire. And I think it was in reference to offering a place for the public to be with a communication mechanism such as a phone, two-way phone, to be heard and to hear what was being said at the meeting. So I felt very bad because, Mark had a concern, and I definitely wanted to address it. I was hoping to be able to address it while I was here, but obviously it required me to do some research. So I reached out to NHMA with regards to the ability to have a meeting remotely, and this is under emergency order number 12, section 4. And on the NHMA website, they have a very good description of what municipalities can do regarding meetings under this emergency COVID declaration. And I'm going to read it here, and I'm reaching out to, and this is no relative of mine. The attorney's name is Stephen Buckley, but I've only met him a couple of times. We're not related at all. And I said, good evening, Attorney Buckley, at the Idlewise Board of Commissioners meeting today.
I think I lost you.
Yeah, I lost him too.
Yeah, our 2 hours is up. And
yeah, the two-hour thing. They'll dial back in.
So, Donna, you're still on. Dinah's on?
Yep, huh. I'm on.
So I don't know if they have to restart the meeting and we have to call back in, or will we automatically connect?
If we stay on, they'll come back on. It happened before.
Okay. I couldn't remember exactly what the scenario was. So.
Mothership was out of gas.
Yeah. Because it's funny. Sometimes they give you a warning, and then you can say continue the meeting, and sometimes it just disconnects, which is unusual. So Jay must have been on the district phone.
Right.
Okay. So, okay. So let me, let's see if he's texting in.
Well, yeah, he's in that generation. You know.
No. Sometimes Jay will text and say to call back in or to call his phone. I'm just looking to see if there's any direction here, and I have not gotten anything.
Yeah, you know,
so, without a lot of those guys, you kind of turn the other cheek. Yeah. Hmm. So I'm going to put myself on mute for a second.
How's that? Can everybody hear me?
I can. Yeah, is Jay?
Yes.
Okay, I hear you.
Okay, great.
Dinah and Adam were still on.
Dinah's here.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. All right.
Yeah, I'm here as well.
Okay, great. Okay, yeah, you know, with the phone, our phone gets cut off at 2 hours, which is why I turned my phone on, so that we have a continuous call going. But I'll read. It came from Attorney Natchez.
Natchez.
He says, yes, emergency order number 12 does not allow entirely remote meetings where the public access is via telephone. The primary purpose of the order was to eliminate the physical location requirement of the statute so that the meeting could occur entirely remotely. The guidance on holding these meetings is available at, and he has a website, and we have additional guidance, including guidance from the AG's office on our COVID-19 page. So, prior to the issuance of an emergency order, there would have been a requirement for a physical location. There would have been. But there is no longer required due to the emergency order. So I'm going to make a motion that we forward this email to Mark for clarification on our position in holding the meetings the way we are. So I'll entertain that motion, and do I have a second?
Yeah, I'll second that.
I'll second that.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, any further discussion on the matter?
I have the email that Mark sent you.
Yes.
And it says emergency meeting procedure. Is that what you're reading?
Yes.
It says typically there must be a physical location specified in the notice where the public can attend at which any members physically present are located. And the remote members must participate in a manner that allows for their statements to be audible to any members of the public who are in attendance.
Yep.
If all members are participating electronically, then the public body must provide a physical location to allow for public access to the meeting. So I, you know, send it to Mark if you want, but you'll probably get this back.
Jay, when you reached out to NHMA, did you tell them the scenario that we had a resident come into a meeting and explain this and that? Or was it just...
That's exactly what I just read, Adam.
Sorry, I'm a little distracted with three kids swarming me.
It was kind of broken up at the end. We were getting cut off.
Yeah, Mark came into the meeting. He explained what he had. He did so very politely, and then he left the meeting at my request that the building was closed to the public. And so I felt it very much a priority upon myself to research what he had mentioned, and which I did. And then I said, I think we're doing it right, but just to get clarification, I did send it to NHMA because that's where we got a lot of our information on this. We get their updates regularly. And it's true that the governor's executive orders are changing almost weekly. I would at one point have said daily, because the first one that he put out required a physical location for the public to meet, but then just, I think it was 2 days after that release, he realized that's not going to work, and then they had another executive order that went out, I believe. So that's the feedback I got from NHMA, and I'd like to share that with Mark so that he understands our position.
I think he will understand your position, but just so you know, this is from Gordon J. McDonald, the Attorney General. So
right.
I don't know if they are over the governor or whatever.
Right. That is a good point. I'm wondering if the latest executive
this email was sent Wednesday, May 13th.
Right. From Mark, right?
Mark.
Yeah, so I'm going back and looking at some of the dates of the executive orders, because some of those executive orders amend the previous order, and I hope that we're working with the latest, and that no public requirement is necessary at this point. But I just want to make sure of that. But
call the Attorney General, what he says.
Yes, exactly. That's what I saw as well. But to the other two commissioners, Kathy and Adam, do we want to go ahead with that motion to send this to Mark? I'll take a vote.
If that's the legal information we got from NHMA and that we took his concern seriously, so that we did try to validate that the procedures we are using are legal. So, yes, I would.
I would. Okay. Yeah, I would vote yes.
Yeah.
All right. So we have 3-0 yes. Okay, thank you. All right. We also have, we did talk about One Aspen Drive. We're going to reach out and try to schedule an on-site with them. The town coupons we talked about. We got an email from Alistair Hewitt on the Little Loop Drainage Project. And I got that right here. Alistair writes, I finally made it back this weekend and wanted to see what was going on with the drainage project. The area has been cleared, but the work seems to have stopped. The engineering plan notes attached specify the work should be completed within 45 days of the initial clearance. It has been significantly longer than that, and the erosion to the road has accelerated because of these photos. I'm concerned the project might have been forgotten or tied up with politics. The state of the road is going to become a safety issue. Okay, if left the way through the if just left this way through the summer. So I was hoping, well, I know Kelly was taking some time off, and I'd rather have him speak to when he scheduled, when he wants to schedule this work, but I would think that it would be now, relatively almost immediate. But I can't speak for him, so I'll wait for his return to address this particular email.
Yeah. I think he did mention he would get it because he did want to take some time off and it would get done by the end of the month. So it sounded as if that would be the project on the docket for this coming week after Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, we got another an email from Doug Prescott at number 18 Little Shore. Doug has extended it. I got it right here. I'll read it so that the public can hear. Just following up on last week's commissioner's meeting, I'm sure Kelly is incredibly busy at this time of the year, but I am checking back to see if we have a chance to stop by to look at our driveway and my proposed adjustments and improvements. Probably wouldn't take more than 20 minutes to do a walkthrough. We have a copy of the original plan and a sketch of my changes ready to go. The need is okay so I can proceed with the contractor. Kelly can call me at his convenience, and thank you very much. So that's another thing for Kelly when he returns on Monday. We also
so should we Jay, should we send it?
Yeah.
This gentleman seems like he's on task about everything, and I think we should send him a response that Kelly has taken some time off and will be back in the district on Wednesday next week.
Yeah.
Just let him know that we got the correspondence but that Kelly's taken some vacation time.
Okay, Donna, do you want to send him an email?
Yeah.
Okay,
Donna, it's real simple. I think. Yeah. And
okay,
can we,
great.
And back up one. Okay, and then back up one. Robert Nelson, RWN. Do we send him a driveway permit?
He's at 21 Upper Lakeview. So has he sent in an application?
No, he hasn't sent in anything yet.
Yeah, he'll have to get an application.
He was required to
get one, right?
Say that again?
The application's online.
But does he know that?
I don't know.
He was looking to us for some guidance. So I think if we say that, you know, that the driveway permit application is online, he was a little, I think, frustrated that we didn't get back to him right away regarding his water hookup options. He's gone ahead and decided to bypass the district water system and put in a well. So I think we at least owe him some sort of acknowledgement that we received his correspondence and where he needs to go to get the driveway permit issue, the driveway permit information.
Okay. Indeed. Okay. So Donna will do that. Or you can, I can do it again. And then on the last thing under correspondence, Mike Smith had sent in the LPC newsletter to us, which is always good reading. So other than that, I don't have anything else. Does anybody, the other two commissioners first, do you have anything else that you might want to add to today's discussion that is pertinent?
I think we covered a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, we did. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anybody on the call? Now is time for public comment. Did we miss one?
Yeah, just that one. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Hang on. I got one more email that came through. This is from Sharon Rochez.
Yeah, that's two. No.
We got two. Well, I guess they're EPOA. I have a question. Is the new VDOE portal actually up and running? I believe I've created an account when I first read about it a month ago. But I'm not.
No,
just... Yeah. How do you say?
Oh, Sharon. Okay.
Oh, that's Sharon. I'm sorry. I first read about it a month ago, but I'm not able to advance anywhere when I attempt to log in. Not even a notice stating that there is no such account. TIA for your response. So I think you know what the issues are right now. Laura?
Yeah.
Okay, Kathy does.
So I told Donna that I would help with these portal issues, and my issue right now is on my computer, because I already have my personal account. Every time I go to it, it logs me in directly, so I can't log in as administrator. So I've got a list of questions for Andrew to assist me with that. And my other question is, we need to have a place to delete the account so that if I'm moving, I can delete my account, or the administrator can delete it. Because if somebody else now owns 7 Lakeview Drive, how is that going to, you know, you're not going to have two property owners with the same property. So there's some questions for Andrew. I will get to it either today or tomorrow, and if we can get that squared away.
I think that's what's happening to this computer here, Kathy, also, because we set my account up just to see if it would work for the trust account.
Yep.
And then we went into, and I can't get into the administrative part also.
Because of that. Okay. So maybe it's just a matter, he has to prompt, maybe one of the prompts should be, one of the menu drop downs should just say admin, and then that will let us log into the admin side of it with that username and password. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I have another email forwarded from the EPOA. And this is one of their members asking this question. Howdy, do you anticipate opening the beaches this summer? If so, may we have the same kayak rack as last year? Thanks in advance for your forthcoming response. This was sent to the EPOA. Obviously, it's the VDOE that issues kayak spaces. But the question is, will the beaches be opening this summer? And can we have the same rack space that we had last year? That'll be hard if you have to chase down everybody's rack space.
Yeah, no. Is it? That's,
yeah.
No.
You get what you get. I guess it's like an open lottery. But I think we should respond to this person that I believe we're waiting until June. I'm just looking over at the calendar. June 2nd, the Madison Selectmen will be meeting to discuss the possible opening of beaches in Madison. And then we'll discuss our opening and then consider their decisions that were made 2 days prior to our decision making.
I drove by them yesterday, and they had the picnic tables out on Silver Lake and the ropes out in the water to demarcate the swimming area.
Ooh. I would suggest it, or not suggest it, I would theorize that maybe somebody put those ropes out on their own.
Well, they look like official with the buoys on them and the water line, the floating line connecting them.
Okay. I'll call Town Hall after this.
Aren't closed anyway.
They're not. None of the beaches are technically closed.
Right.
The outhouses are closed, and the picnic tables are unusable, although it looked like the Madison one was out on Silver Lake.
All right.
So do you want to just respond to saying that we're following Madison, and Madison is following the state? The beaches aren't technically closed, but the parking area, but the outhouses and the picnic tables and the rafts will not be usable.
Yeah. Okay. So we can make that decision on our June 4th meeting on Thursday, where we need to go from there. Does anybody else on the call have any other questions or concerns? All right. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that at 11:20.
Okay. All right. I'll second the motion. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
All right.
Done.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
All right. So, Donna, please get in touch with Ian first thing so I can send this out, if it's the 21st or the 28th for the water flushing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I'm typing an email to Tamer right now.
Okay. Beautiful.
All right. Thank you, Kathy.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
All right.